The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
We take a look at, well, the results of the election. It's almost a week after Election Day, but still waiting on a lot of votes to come in certain pockets of the U.S. Stephen Portnoy joins us now. All right, Stephen, what's the outlook right now as we are looking at the control of the House, control of Senate, and where was it taking the longest to count those votes?
Well, it's taking the longest to count votes in California. The largest state in the country has more than 20% of its votes still outstanding. They allow mail ballots to trickle in, and so we have yet to estimate the outcome in certain California House races, particularly in the central part of the state. Our overall estimate is 214 seats at least for the Republicans, and they need 218 to achieve a majority. There are 16 races still undecided. The Republican is leading in half of them. The Democrat is leading in the other half. And if it were to shake out that way, the Republicans would have a majority, but it would be a slimmer majority than they now have. And you know how difficult that's been for the Republicans. You know, for Donald Trump to achieve what he wants to with unified government, he'll require a Republican-controlled House. But the size of that majority could make it more difficult.
Is there a timeline, Stephen, for when all these results can be in finally?
Well, ultimately, the deadline, I don't know exactly what the deadline is, but there certainly has to be one because the Congress begins on January 3rd. So I guess we have until then. Look, the fact is that it's still only 6 days out. There's plenty of time for the results to be certified. I don't see any challenges here. I just see very close races where news organizations, and that's what we're talking about here, news organizations making projections based on the raw vote count. The officials in these places, they have their own timeline, separate from ours.
Well, Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live this morning from Washington.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.